Welcome to Good Dogs. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host Carol Borden, who founded and runs Guardian Angels Medical Service Dogs, where they breed, raise, and train and place these companion working dogs with people who need them, and all for no cost. We both believe that all dogs can be good dogs, but that dog training starts with people training. And the better you understand your dog, the better you can communicate with them and make them the best canine citizens they can be. This is not specifically a training show. It's also understanding dogs from the outside in, how to read their body language and what they're telling you, and from the inside out, to know that each dog's an individual and needs to be seen as such and lived with alongside us with joy and compassion. Carol Borden, Christmas is fast approaching, and I don't know if I've stopped giving gifts. I think at a certain age you stop giving gifts, but people with little children or medium-sized children still give gifts. I mean, that is the fun of Christmas. And unfortunately, the idea of giving a puppy for Christmas has never gone away. It sort of goes back to the era, how much is that puppy in the window, back when, you know, puppies were in pet stores on Main Street USA, which they no longer are for a variety of reasons. I can't believe anybody would still give a puppy for Christmas, but I guess they do. And I know this is something that strikes fear in your heart. Let's talk a little bit about it.
You're so right, Tracy. Listen, the motive behind giving someone a puppy for Christmas is really wonderful. It's a loving gesture. It's a loving being that somebody can care for and spend time with. And there's so many good reasons for it. It's just the process of doing it that we need to dissect a little bit. So let's talk about, just in general, giving a puppy or even an adult dog to someone for Christmas. Christmas is usually a time of holidays, shopping, cooking, busyness. Whenever you bring a new dog into the home, particularly a puppy, it requires a ton of attention. It doesn't need to be handled by everybody. If you're having 18 family members come in for Christmas dinner, Christmas parties, or what have you, it doesn't need to be exposed to that many people, especially if it hasn't been fully vaccinated yet. So the thought process behind it is good, the reasoning for it, but instead, how about we just give gifts like gift certificates for dog food, give them toys, give them the things that they are going to need, because is this person even prepared for the expense of the puppy, not just the time that it's going to take to set the proper foundations and potty break this puppy during the busy holidays? Do they have to go back to work on Monday and, you know, they're going to be gone 8-10 hours out of the day, and now you've got a 10-week-old puppy at home or a brand new dog that doesn't know a routine yet and can't hold, should never ask them to hold that long anyway.
Right.
But you see all the little variables now that I'm weaving into the picture that people don't think about because their mindset is very positive. It's in a good place, but they didn't think it through. So give them gift certificates for their veterinary visits to cover all the upcoming vaccines or heartworm preventatives. Very expensive for a year's worth of heartworm preventative.
So wait a minute. Let me just interrupt. You're saying that you know of adults who give adult people a puppy?
It happens. You know,
I was thinking of parents buying a puppy for a child, and that's not a good idea for the reason that there's too much chaos during the holidays.
Yes.
And a puppy needs routine and not too much input and stimulation. It can be utterly overwhelming. You're saying adults give it like, hi, I think you're lonely. Your husband died or your children went off to college. Here's a puppy.
That happens. And,
wow.
And, you know, the child aspect is equally important because the kids are off from school for vacation, right?
Yes.
So after they go back to school, now who's taking care of that puppy? It's mom and dad. And so are mom and dad at home? Are they working full time? Wouldn't maybe that gift be more appropriate once the kids get out of school for the summer?
Yes.
And as long as we're talking about puppies for children, it's really important to consider what size puppy or dog you're getting Is it a baby puppy? Is it an adult? How old are your children? I know people that have given Yorkies to two-year-olds because they thought it would be smarter to give a little dog to a little child. What a disaster. I mean, if a child so much as trips and falls on the dog, you'll kill it.
But I mean, when it's a puppy, Carol, a Yorkie, or any of these toy breeds, often pincher, whatever you might want, Chihuahuas, they weigh a couple of pounds.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
They weigh less than a roasting chicken, to give you a kind of much less than one. I mean, that's just too small and fragile. The other thing to consider, so to go back to this, so in your stocking or under the tree, or however you give gifts, an IOU, the day after school, we'll go look for a dog. We'll try to go to a shelter. Shelters do get litters of puppies now. So we want to kind of inculcate that idea in children that you just don't go out and buy what you want if somebody needs a home that might be a good fit for you. But the idea of an IOU, and it teaches self-control and patience. And, you know, so you're going to wait 6 months, basically, for school to be out, but you get the IOU and you get to learn about puppies and look at YouTubes about training. And as you say, accumulate the equipment that you'll need. That's a really good idea. But the temperament of the child, you know, you're saying the size of the puppy. There are some six-year-olds that would actually do very well with a puppy and others that really should wait till they're 10. Not because they're going to be the dog walker. More to do with how they're going to interact with that dog. Do they have impulse control, self-control, empathy for another being, right?
And I think it's a great way to teach empathy, but there needs to be a lot of parental involvement. I think it's a great way to teach children responsibility, you know, to feed the dog, to clean up after the dog, to take the dog outside, you know, all the things that are important. And I like that waiting period because each month they could have an assignment.
That's right.
That they could learn to, you know, about different breeds, different care, like you were saying, visit YouTube, visit whatever, to gather all the information before they bring that new dog home. Because so many people buy a certain breed of dog because it's cute or it's fluffy or it's this, and it's really not the right dog for their environment. And let me mention this also, Tracy. You know, during COVID, when people were at home, the shelters emptied out pretty nicely. People were adopting dogs left and right. Now that the country has turned around and we are facing inflation and other issues throughout the country, the shelters are overwhelmed. The shelters across the country are at a critical state.
Yes.
So if you are in a position to adopt, I highly recommend that you go to a shelter and save some of these wonderful animals that have been deposited there. But make sure that your environment is right also, because 30% of the dogs that are adopted from shelters return to the shelter within the first 2 weeks.
That is a horrible number. And that's the shelters, more of the municipal shelters, that don't have the time or the mandate to really question and spend a lot of time discussing with the potential adopter what their lifestyle is, what their expectation is, what they how they're going to have a life with a dog, what they're going to offer a dog. I mean, that's what the smaller rescues do. And quite frankly, some of them do it with such judgmentalism, so critical, so demanding, they drive people to the internet to buy puppies, which is a separate conversation. They're way too demanding. So there has to be a nice middle. But I will say one of the many great things about adopting is that the volunteers, even in a municipal shelter, there's a lot of volunteer groups attached to them. They have either fostered the dogs for some amount of time, so they know a lot about how they interact with children, other dogs, cats, environmental stuff. So they'll tell you this dog should live alone with you, or this dog really needs to have other dogs, and this dog is not good with children. Children of a certain age, they move too quickly. They're too erratic in their voices and their movements. Some dogs, the nervy ones, as you would call them, it's too much for them. It puts them off, if you will. So, and I've even seen shelters that say, we don't adopt to families with children under X age. Because of dog bites to children, which are generated by children being left unsupervised with dogs, mm-hmm. which people mm-hmm. think from kind of like a Disney movie perspective, oh, that's cute. I'll let the kid play with the dog and I'll go and do some work at my computer or finish cooking or unload the car. And that's like leaving a child of almost any school age around a pool that doesn't have a fence around it. I mean, it's an accident waiting to happen. So the main thing is holidays are not a time to bring a dog into your life. It's not fair to the dog.
Right.
Isn't that really what it boils down to?
You can introduce the concept, but not the animal itself.
Exactly. So please, celebrate Christmas in another way. If the kid is old enough, like a young teenager or something, I guess kids don't like donations being given in their name. But it does encourage philanthropy that in that child's mm-hmm. name, a donation has been given to the local shelter, or you say to them, what I'm going to do for you is drive you to volunteer one day a week because you love the idea of a shelter. You love the idea of rescuing animals. And my gift to you is that I will bring you there and I will help mm-hmm. you be the best dog companion, walker, loving person that you want to be. That's something that, for parents is a gift, isn't it?
And that is a great idea. We actually do every Saturday, we do what we call puppy huggers for the community.
No.
And people of all ages, all sizes, children that can barely walk all the way up to elderly people on walkers, they all come out to pet our dogs and have a good time and throw the ball. And it's great socialization, but you're so right. It introduces the children and the trainers that oversee this particular event. They make sure everybody is understanding how to properly interact with the dog, how to, if they're going to answer any questions that the children want to ask about diet, feeding, training,
right.
simple basics, they're going to answer all of those questions for them. So, they might want to look in their own communities if they have some similar programs, which is a great way to introduce your youngster at any age. For us, it helps to socialize our dogs because, dogs often think that children are aliens because they don't look the same.
Right.
They're like miniature people. They
don't smell the same, Carol. They're covered
they
with whatever they ate that fell down their front.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make them smell bad to a dog, but they smell different than us.
Yeah, so they're completely different.
Yeah.
And people get upset if a dog doesn't like a child or if it bites a child. But who did the groundwork with this dog to start with to properly introduce? Or who did the groundwork with the children so that they properly behaved around the dog in the beginning so that both sides grew together properly?
Exactly. And it paves the way, if it's appropriate for the adult's lifestyle and for the child's personality, to have a dog down the road, but please not at Christmas. Visit your shelter because those dogs would love to have somebody spend some time with them. A lot of them have a dog walking program where the parent can walk with the child. So there's lots of ways to interact with dogs other than to gift a puppy. Merry holidays to everybody. No new dogs at this time. Thank you so much, Carol.
Thank you, Tracy.